Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to say thank you for joining us. We are glad you are here. We are glad you are listening. And we are going to do our best to have some fun today. We're going to talk some memories, and we're going to just talk about wrestling, the stuff we love. We're going to still talk about Dynamite. We're still going to talk about Raw and all that other fun stuff. So we know, like, this show usually kicks off with me messing something up, and give me time. I'll do something, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
you just won't disappoint.
Yeah, I'll do something. It's for sure. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you're doing well out there. And it means a ton to us that you're here watching us or listening to us later on podcast. So I have to go ahead and ask Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's just, before we start talking about wrestling and sad stuff, let me just, I always, start with something special, for me. And today, like, for everyone who knows me and everyone who's been following us on Twitter and on this podcast, happy birthday to David Lynch, my dad in a parallel universe, I swear. It's totally happening. Do yourself a favor and just watch one David Lynch movie, just one, like whatever, whichever you pick. And if you pick Eraserhead, you're great. Shout out to Soupy, by the way, for that Eraserhead baby remix that he did yesterday. That was so great. Totally put a smile on my face. Soupy's in chat, by the way. So guys, please, again, thank you for joining us. Please like the video, share the video. You can send us a super chat or a humble chat. Please, if you want to share like your Jay Briscoe memories, we'll be more than happy to, to read them and share them with the rest of you guys in the chat and everyone who's watching and or listening. We're going to shake things up a little this week and start with a Cooper Effect. And of course, Cooper Effect is Jay Briscoe. Imagine it being somewhere else. So when I was at work Tuesday, I had a pretty fun shift, but at the end of the shift I had to take care of a really, really drunk friend. Like, he got stinking drunk and I just had to take care of him, and I needed to make sure that he got home safely. And then I went home, and when I was walking up the stairs to my apartment, I saw that you texted me, and I'm like, I'm gonna see it just after like I get into my apartment. So I got in, I locked the door, took off my shoes, and then sat on the bed. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad this day is over. And I saw your text, and you texted me Tony Khan's tweet saying that Jay passed away. And then I sat on the couch, on the bed, and just like, I knew what the tweet meant, but I couldn't, grasp the concept of the screenshot that you sent me. And I was like, no, like that can't be possible. Like, it's Jay, come on. And the denial, of course. And I just, and I like blocked everything, and I just went on Twitter, and everyone was talking about it. And Alex Pawlowski and Kate, just bless their hearts, like 2 weeks in a row, they just couldn't have a normal NXT review. Like something happens. Bless their hearts, they did so great. They barely kept it together, but like at this point, we're all humans and we take we're emotional and like we take news differently, and we're, you know, everyone's. It was Jay. Like it's just so unfair, you know, because I'm just gonna say it right out of the gate. I wasn't one of the hardcore Ring of Honor fans. You know that when Final Battle, was it last year? Yeah, it was last year when Tony Khan just purchased Ring of Honor. This was my first Ring of Honor full pay-per-view that I watched. This doesn't mean that I didn't know what was happening before that. I wasn't watching Ring of Honor all the time, but I damn well knew who the Briscoes were. And every time I thought about Ring of Honor, the first thing that popped into my head were the Briscoes. It wasn't Adam Cole. It wasn't Samoa Joe. It wasn't CM Punk. I'm sorry. Like it wasn't those guys. It was the Briscoes. And after that, it was the Young Bucks and so on and so forth. And you know that the first thing when we were reviewing Final Battle, it was at the very beginning of our podcast, even like past December, and we were reviewing their match against the Kingdom. And I was like, so remember clearly what I talked about this match. And I was like, Rob, it's as if, like, you know, before the match, you know, the opposing team and the Briscoes signed a waiver in which if if the opposing team don't hit hard on the Briscoes, they have the opportunity and they're legally obligated to fucking hit you right back, for not hitting them right back, you know? It was the first thing I said about the Briscoes. And you know, because every time you see, you watch BTE, like the way for the, you know, one of the first episodes of BTE, they, like when the Young Bucks were all banged up and they were like, you know, you were in the fight when you fought the Briscoes and they were all bruised and everything. Every Briscoe's match seemed so real, and it's horrifying. And at the end of the day, I just feel so. I kind of feel betrayed because, like, I feel I just got them, you know. I just got them. Like, they just entered my life, and I was like, well, no, like, why, like, why did I have to go? Like, why did he get taken away? And it's really not fair. But like, again, I was so like lucky to have 2 days off. Like Tuesday was my last shift, and then I had 2 days off, and I had time to reflect, and I had time to, you know, to think about everything, to like to self meditate, and like be in my, you know, in my personal space, my happy place. And I was able to reach a conclusion that is annoyingly healthy, by the way. It's really annoyingly healthy. I just got to the conclusion that I should feel really, really glad and blessed that I was able to live while the Briscoes existed as a tag team, and Jay Briscoe was Ring of Honor champion. And because I always hear people talk about so great tag teams, and of course they're great tag teams on paper for me, but if I was watching them, like as they unfolded, as they were that tag team, surely I would have liked that more. And like, if I hadn't seen the Briscoes at that very peak, I wouldn't be that familiar with them. And I'm just so lucky to have watched them in real life. This was so, this is special. This is something special for me.
Yeah. And guys, just a reminder, any super chats or humper chats that you send today, we are donating, or we are, they are going straight to the Briscoe family. So we are matching them, or we are sending them to the Briscoe family. So all proceeds will go to them. Chris, our great friend Chris, says, Jay is up in heaven showing God the proper way to cook chicken. Yes. Rest in peace, Jay Briscoe. Praying his daughters make a full recovery. Love you both, Robin, Maggie. Love you too, buddy. Really do. It's tough, and I want to share my I've had the pleasure of watching Jay Briscoe in person a couple of times, and one of my favorite stories is in person was I was sitting at a Ring of Honor show, front row, and they were wrestling the War Raiders, and Jay was laying on the outside of the ring, and he looks up at me, and I'm wearing my Ice Cube shirt, and he looks at me and he's like, I love your shirt. He's like, I'm gonna go get my ass kicked though. and I just laughed. And,
oh my God.
Yeah. That's, he's like, awesome. I love your shirt. I'm gonna go get my ass kicked. And then he just walks away. And
it's, that is so him.
Yeah. And that's something like I just absolutely loved. Like, I'm like, I'm gonna love that guy forever. Like, you know, that was like my moment, like right there with him. I'm like, I'm gonna love that guy forever. And the day I met Eddie Kingston last summer, I was wearing an Ice Cube shirt. So it's just kind of, I wish now I would have told, obviously, you know, not knowing anything, I wish I would have told Eddie that story, like, because he would have felt the same way. I know, like,
you can still tell him the story.
Yeah, well, I will one day, I hope.
You'll,
I definitely
appreciate the crap out of that.
Yeah. Hey, Corey says, was introduced to the Briscoes officially with the FTR series, and I've been looking through what I can access of their matches. An incredible tag team.
Corey wrote a magnificent article
about. Oh yeah, I read that. It was great.
Yeah.
They both recommend. Well,
Dune. Yes, Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive.
Rest in peace, Jay Briscoe. Yeah, that we'll talk about that at the end.
Yes, we will talk about that.
Sorry, I'm going through the chats, and I just want to say a couple things. Yeah, and yeah, definitely kudos for NXT for
they were so classy, and this was like honoring someone and talking on the air about someone who was never on WWE television was top notch, and I'm just so like, they didn't have to, but they did. Also, they scratched the funeral segment they had with the New Day and Pretty Deadly. Kudos to that too, because it was gonna be in really magnificently poor taste.
Yeah, it was the New Day and Shawn Michaels mixed it, so that was really good of them.
Yes, they could have like put on different shirts though, because they.
Yeah, I noticed that too. After you said that, like.
Yeah, like I was wondering what are the fuck are they wearing, and then it was made clear that it was supposed to be a different segment, and I was like, well, you could have changed your clothes. Come on. But,
yeah, our good friend Eric sent us a super chat that says the Briscoes were the most recent tag team I fell in love with outside of the WWE. I love that they could go with anyone. War Machine, American Wolves, Epic Beards.
Oh my God, their match with the War Machine.
Yeah. Oh, I said War Raiders. I meant War Machine when I said that. I said War Raiders.
You said War Machine.
Oh, did I? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so used to saying War Raiders now. Can't have Ring of Honor without them. Love you all. Love you too, buddy.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Eric.
So, yeah.
Yes, on one side, kudos to WWE, but Warner Media on the other hand, just let me, you know what? I decided to do something, Robin. You know what that is? I decided to throw professionalism out the window and just
Wait,
say that.
You?
Yes. You know, what? I know.
Did not know this was possible.
Yeah. This was humongously gross of their part. Seriously. Like, if you... Okay, let's look at the at the whole thing from their perspective.
Yeah,
if they were...
I'll just say
it. You just cut me off.
I didn't mean to, but I will say this. Fuck their perspective on this. But, seriously.
Sure, sure. But like, okay, so having in mind Jay's comments from years ago, like the group that had been targeted in those comments, do you like in my eyes, you need to listen to what those groups of people have to say, you know, right?
Yes.
So those groups of people had nothing but positive words for Jay. They said that they saw nothing but personal growth. They saw nothing but love. He made amends. He educated himself. He worked in charities and he put in the work. He educated himself.
Yep.
So naturally, you need to listen to the groups of people that were targeted in his comments. They said nothing bad. They praised him for doing the work and knowing better. Because surely, like, okay, I've done some really horrible stuff. And the only way I got away with those stuff was because I live in Eastern Europe and it's basically what it is here. But then I started educating myself. I started listening to other people's thoughts and process. And I was like, oh my God, I said horrible stuff. Like I was a horrible person. Like I was, and then this is why I will never stop saying that the pandemic did wonders for me, because I was an awful human being before the pandemic. And I was able to be alone with my thoughts and have time to reflect, and I had time to learn. When you do the work and you strive to be a better person, it shows. You know, like people have been saying that I'm awesome, and I'm like, yes, thank you, but like I'm really not. I'm trying to be really hard because I know what I was before that. And now you know, like it's as if someone has such a fucking personal vendetta in Warner Media and Discovery against Jay. Like you can't, why? I was so sure that at some point they could have buried the hatchet and they could have had the Briscoes on Dynamite, or they could have had, you know, eventually down the line, you know, we will never get to see the Briscoes against the Usos, and this is breaking my heart. We will never see them against DIY. Yeah. Oh my God, against DIY.
Yeah.
I was just so looking forward to that because you cannot possibly have the Briscoes there and not reunite DIY for that sole reason, you know?
Yeah.
Because like we all saw, I personally shared the tweet, the Instagram post that Tommaso Ciampa had.
Yeah.
This post from Tommaso Ciampa made me cry.
Oh,
so
it was very emotional.
The one before that made me cry even more was Sami Callihan's tweet when he said that the show ended at them yelling at each other's faces about who loves their cat more. like this is like, I love hearing those stories. This is why I then tweeted out, please, I want to hear all your stories, like from wrestlers, from friends. I want to hear those stories. By the way, after that, Sami Callihan followed me on Twitter. So that's...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Chris sends us a super chat. He says, this is driving me nuts. Maggie, what is Maggie's camera doing to the color of her hair? Did she dye it or am I nuts?
No, this is my natural hair.
It must be the lighting. I don't know.
I don't know if it's you know. It's it just the lighting. It's just my natural hair. Like, it used to be blonde, but it's not. It's starting to grow. Thank you, Chris, for noticing. But, like, this is just my natural hair. Although, like, the couch is blue, so it's probably the lighting. You know, when I get rich from the show, I'm going to have a nice studio. So
Chris sends us another super chat and says, Maggie, you were awesome. Never doubt that. The one thing I want to say about Warner is the stupid slap show that they have going on afterwards with Dana White of UFC
Power. What is that? What is that show?
I think it's called Power Slap. If it's not called Power Slap, somebody tell me. It's basically a game where people slap the hell out of each other. I'm not kidding you.
Okay.
And they're knocking each other out, or some of them are knocking each other out because they're slapping so damn hard.
Okay.
And, like, it's really effing people up. Like, I mean, you can see, like, it's giving people concussions and all kinds of things. And the thing is Dana White just got in a shitload of trouble because he was caught on camera slapping his wife. And they put this show on TV.
Oh, so they're putting this show on TV right after Dynamite, but they couldn't allow them to have a Jay Briscoe tribute.
And then you also have Warner that's going to be promoting Flash, the movie, pretty soon with, I think it's Ezra Miller.
Yeah,
Ezra Miller.
I have no idea what, I have zero clue what is happening inside, outside the world. So please, what happened there?
Miller. Well, we only have an hour and a half, but
If you want, you can just tell me in the private chat. I'm sorry. Like, this is why I want Denise on her show, because she's so pop culture, and I'm like, I know nothing.
Well, I know one thing that he was he was arrested for felony burglary. I can't say it. Burglary. There we go. I even think he was accused of
burglary.
Somebody could tell us. I think it was I even think he held somebody against their will too.
Yes, Warner Media Discovery.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Even better.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So. Okay.
And then,
Jay Briscoe tribute, but yes, please look at the person who took someone against their will and slapped their wife.
Ryan sends us a super chat that says, I can explain Warner's logic. They operate based out of fear for bad PR. The irony being, of course, that often leads to bad PR. And
I could have said it better myself. Yes,
this is a good point.
Hello.
Warner Brothers perfectly willing to work with J.K. Rowling, who says transphobic stuff all the time, or has endorsed, rather. But
yeah,
I've seen that.
That's a good. Do they work with J.K. Rowling? I have no idea.
Harry Potter stuff. Like, I mean, she gets royalties and stuff like that.
Okay.
Attack people breaking into their homes and stuff. So yeah,
enough of that.
Yeah, so it just shows. Please, but we'll move on from that. But anyways, the positive stuff about
I'm sorry.
The positive stuff about the entertainment aspect of Jay Briscoe and how he was so loved. That was really hard to see. Even when we lost Luke Harper, Brody, it was tough. And when we lose wrestlers, it's so hard on us because I don't necessarily know if it's form a bond with them, but it's just, we know we won't be able
someone you look up to.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I remember I was think I was 16 when Owen Hart passed away, when he died. And that messed me up. I couldn't even go to school the next day. Like, I was just devastated. I mean, I loved him more than I liked. Like, as far as in-ring, he was my favorite in-ring guy at the WWF at that time. Like, I liked Owen Hart in the ring more than anybody else. And that just crushed me. And I was so lucky that I got to see him wrestle the first time in person 2 weeks before that. And
exactly, you saw it.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it just absolutely crushed me. And it's something that when you see these people, you remember. They give you memories sometimes. Like, even if you watched them, like the again, a lot of people did not know who the Briscoes were because until this their series with FTR. And I'm so glad that people got to see them. And with the Honor Club now, people are going to be able to watch your matches throughout their history. And there's Gabe Sapowski, who was the founder of Ring of Honor. He said there's a particular reason why Jay Briscoe and Amazing Red were the first match in Ring of Honor history. You know, that just shows the history of just how important that man was to that company. And he will be missed and
ridiculously charismatic.
Yeah. Jennifer sends super chat, says, love you both so much. You brighten my days and everyone else is who you touch. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jen. You're just such a sweetheart. Yeah. We appreciate you so much. Guys, reminder, we are donating all our super chats to the Jay Briscoe's family and their cause. All our love and support go to the families. And he's really going to be missed. You know, that's granted, they're all deaths are tragic, you know, like it's not, it doesn't matter how, it's just you leave this world way too soon. Like people around you can never be ready for that. Like it's not something you get used to. But like, I've always been fucking terrified of cars. Always. Like it's never, if we lived in a better world where people were, you know, aware of their surroundings more, and granted this isn't the case in this particular situation, but like if when you drive a car you don't have to watch out only for yourself, you have to watch out for everyone around you. So this is driving me crazy, and this is fucking terrifying for me, because like my city is the town with the biggest percentage of car accidents in Bulgaria. And this is incredibly scary to me. You can imagine just how many friends I've lost. Oh, you have no idea, because like people here are crazy, bonkers crazy, because like apparently my town is the leading percentage, you know, of small dicks, you know. So you need to drive.
Okay, well.
Yeah, like because they drive like crazy people just so they can show off. So they have small dicks, you know, small dick energy. I have no idea.
I call it SPS, small penis syndrome.
Yeah, see, I had no idea how to drive, but like this chick right here.
We have big Jeff Hawkins filling in right now.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Hi.
So let's move on to
Yes,
to AEW Dynamite.
Yes, as we shared our thoughts, it was ridiculously dumb that they didn't open up the show with at least a 10 bell salute. For me, nothing could have, like, what would have happened if they had a 10 bell salute? Seriously, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't even know how, like, did Warner Brothers, like, go out of their way to tell Tony Khan, don't you do anything? Like, it's like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, why don't
The one thing I'm glad that, guys, if you watch the AEW post show with Alex and Sean said something on the air, which really made me feel better. Sean said that he got a word from people backstage, and they said, I hope everyone knows how much Tony Khan is pushing for everything and just how much he's trying to help. So this is good. Like,
Jackie Rodriguez, our good friend, sends us a super chat that says, just coming in to send some love to you both, especially in a week where we've been reminded how important it is to say these things while we can. Love you too.
I've been thinking about Jackie a lot. Twitter's new algorithm is fucking insane, and I've like magically people disappeared from my timeline, and Jackie was one of these people, and I DM'd her today and I was like, this is crazy. Like, I haven't seen your tweets in like months, and this is like fucking frustrating. So, you know,
yeah, I'm having issues too, where Jackie, I don't see people I normally see, and I'm seeing
like
people
they
I
magically
don't even follow.
It's fucking
let's move
on. Dynamite.
The AEW All-Atlantic Championship, Jay Lethal challenging Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy got the win here. That was...
Bless Danhausen, okay. Yeah. And I have zero problem with, you know, Jay Lethal and friends and Jeff Jarrett when Danhausen is in that picture, because because Danhausen makes everything better, and Danhausen is the only way I can appreciate Jeff Jarrett. I'm sorry.
Maggie, you got to switch to chronological. You're going to have to explain that to us.
Yeah, you can basically DM me.
Yeah, like, do a combo DM there, because I don't know what you're talking about either.
Yeah.
So that went as I expected. Young Bucks versus Top Flight.
Yeah, hell this yes. was the one.
This
was
made
the
me
one.
So happy. I was so happy because you know how much I love those. I love both tag teams, but Top Flight winning that put a smile on my face. And
correct me if I'm wrong. Young Bucks against Briscoes. Briscoes won most of the matches, right?
Oh, I would assume. I would assume so. I mean, that's just me assuming, but
I think if my memory doesn't lie. So, first of all, like the Young Bucks were one of the many who paid tribute to Jay that had the Jay wristbands. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. Yes, okay. DM me, please.
Yeah, DM us, please.
Yes. So they had the wristbands. They did their move. Like, of course, when they were on the ramp, and I was like, well, surely they're going to have Briscoe's shirt on, right? But they didn't. Am I expected to believe that next time they're fighting a big match, they'll be wearing navy pants? I would assume so. Because, like, Young Bucks were so just fucking in love with the Briscoes. Like, all these wars that they have with each other. Like, you can't possibly not have navy pants on. Plus, the Young Bucks always pay tribute to their loved ones, so... So, yeah, this match was amazing. In honor of the Briscoes, they put over the other team. Like, say what you want about the Young Bucks. You can call them spot monkeys. You can call them a circus act or whatever. They're one of the biggest tag teams in AEW, which put over young talent a lot. Why are you smiling?
Soupy. Because I always give crap to Chris about... The paper, like, Maddie likes that one. I always give. So for people that don't know, Chris works for Bleacher Report, and what I will occasionally do, is
Kate people, does that all the time as well. By the
because
way,
because people bitch about Bleacher Report's pay per view things, like issues with AEW, I'll occasionally just kind of make a joke. I'm like, do not email or DM Chris. He has like nothing to do with tech support and stuff like that. So it's just funny that, yeah, so that's it. Real quick, the Guns and the Acclaimed had a segment I don't like it when they interrupt the rap. Just don't do that.
Yeah, it's the gif of me all over again.
Yeah, just don't do that. It's not. You can still get whatever you need done. Just don't do that. You can still do something else. Just don't do.
Well, they're gonna have therapy next week. So do you think? Do you think that the Acclaimed split from Billy Gunn?
I hope not, but it's kind of weird. Like,
well, don't you think that it's a bit expired now? Scissor Me Daddy ass. Like, I know that everyone loves that, but like, the Acclaimed can still be a thing. But like,
well, but why would they do it so? My thing is with Billy Gunn. Why would they do it so soon? Like,
is it soon though? It's to go back to think about it. Think about it. Really good. Think about it. Really good.
To go back to the kids already, I think it would be. Like, what's the point? Maybe if they can do it the right way and make it look smart, or maybe like show like he talked to his kids or they went to him.
I'm not saying that it's gonna happen right now. I'm saying building towards that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. If it happens right before or right after Revolution or something, I could see that.
Do you think? Okay, it just popped into my head. Do you think that this week's BTE that's gonna air? Do you think we're gonna cry from for the entire duration of the episode? Because I'm sure that a lot of people are gonna make it about Jay, right?
I would have if
because they did it for Brody. They did it for Brody.
I would assume.
And then they named the episode Brody, so they might as well name the episode. Yeah,
I would tend to think so.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so next up we had Hangman Page and Renee Paquette's backstage segment. I love this.
Yeah, that was good. And like I'm curious to see what, like, I loved how people online on Twitter were wondering, they were going all kinds of different directions with this. They were wondering if Hangman was talking about Omega, if he was talking about the Young Bucks, if he was talking about CM Punk.
Dark Order.
Like, so everybody was just kind of wondering different things. I don't think it was CM Punk. I mean, as long as I would be fine with that, but I just don't think it was CM Punk.
I mean, he was the only one that wasn't there.
Yeah. I think it's Kenny Omega. I think that's the way that it should be. That's just my opinion. That's who I hope it is anyways, because they haven't been on screen together at all.
Sure, they haven't. But like, I never really got an explanation as to why he stopped being a part of Dark Order.
Yeah. Maggie, don't take ass scissoring from us.
Are you scissoring with your ass? Because I think you're doing it wrong.
Okay. But I did like that, and I liked how Renee was kind of protective. Or she was definitely protective of John.
This was so like what two alpha males would expect from like one another. The fact that Moxley said that he couldn't stand the fact that he respected him. This is just the most Moxley thing ever. Seriously. And say what you want about Hangman, but he's so good. He's such a great actor. Seriously. Like, he's so awkward because he's an anxious millennial, you know? You know, the drugs don't work, but I'm still here. This should be on a t-shirt, by the way. This is just so real.
We'll have Jeremy, like, push it, and he'll get the t-shirt done and not...
Yeah, but, like, not get the credit for it. Yeah, text him, because it's a really good t-shirt. The drugs don't work, but I'm still here. Yeah. How is it not still on a t-shirt? Because we're all millennials, and basically this is what we are. So yeah, definitely one of my favorite segments of the night. Did you see what I put in the script for the next end? Ricky Stark versus Jay Hager with his hat.
Yeah.
Because they had it on the...
Yeah, with hat, yeah.
Yes, with hat and Jericho Appreciation Society. They have the hat in this introduction.
Did they let maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but did they let Andretti talk?
No. Good. And I'm glad that they learned from their past mistakes, because it was so bad, so ridiculously bad. So I had no idea that at some point, like if you told me this like a year ago, I would have called you an idiot. That I would like j the Jake Hager will be the most over thing in Jericho Appreciation Society.
Yeah, I
Because
wouldn't
like
have
I
expected that.
yeah, I'm curious to see what happens between Sammy Guevara and Daniel Garcia. I'm really looking forward to that because they're both gonna have such a great match together when they eventually get to it. 5 years later, because that's the amount of time that it takes for any story in the Yas to Yas to like develop in any way and have any sort of closure.
Yeah.
Like, they are probably David Lynch fans because they hate closure.
That makes
But,
sense for the
like,
way you put that. Yeah.
that's a horrible way to display it because you're displaying it in an obvious way, which is so not Lynchian.
Yeah.
And you need to stop, okay? Like, Yas needs to split up once and for all. But Jake Hager needs to continue to be this, like, empty-headed dope because it's
I
so
know this is
great.
going to sound ridiculous, especially for AEW, but I think it'd be hilarious. Is eventually Jake Hager needs to go like on a losing streak, and he just starts blaming his hat, and then he challenges his hat to a match one day.
What are you doing? This isn't NWA.
I'm just telling you. I just want to see it.
I get it, but
I
please
know.
no.
Well, okay.
But after that we got best match ever.
Yeah. How about this? We've had just banger matches in
After
January.
banger.
Banger. Yeah.
After banger.
Bryan Danielson versus Bandido. My God, man. Thank
Is
you.
Bryan Danielson having the time of his life right now?
I hope so. I
I
saw.
think he is. I think he
Yeah.
is.
My God. What a hell of a match. I absolutely loved it. It was so good. And Bryan Danielson, it doesn't matter who he wrestles. We already know this. I'm not breaking any news here. Fightful Select has not learned. No matter who he wrestles, it's going to be a good match. It's just amazing. I absolutely love watching the man wrestle. And you can tell he's just having a blast out there.
Oh,
You
yeah, he
just
sure
know he
is.
is. And that's what's even better, is
Well,
knowing that
he
he's.
said it. I'm sorry for cutting you off. He said it on the post show at All Out. He said that he loved working in WWE, but he left anyway. So this is why he left, because would he be able to have those banger matches in WWE? Because they have a different style. This isn't me burying WWE guys, just so you just an AEW shill. No, this isn't that. This isn't me saying that. And granted, I will praise WWE a lot in just a couple of moments. This is a good thing. Like, just have the wrestlers have the time of their life. Like, this is the only thing I'm saying.
Yeah. No, exactly.
MJF bribe Brian Cage. I look forward to this match because Brian Cage has been having great matches. And granted, I don't think I'll ever be a big Brian Cage fan because, like I said, Wardlow is maybe the only exception to the rule that I don't like big guys. But granted, he's. Let's move on. Willow Nightingale against.
Well,
Willow
we have a
Nightingale.
super chat from our great friend Tom Talks Rubbish. Hope
Hi,
my favorite
Tom.
people are doing okay. Thanks for a great conversation last week. Thank you,
We
man. We had a
appreciate
blast on
you,
that
Tom.
show.
We had a blast.
We can't wait for that to show up because that was fun. We had a good time. Yeah, that was good. You had the tag
Willow
match.
Nightingale.
Yep, and Tony or yeah, versus Tony Storm. It obviously looks like they're doing the
Original versus the Outsiders. Will it be a War Games match?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Or
I'm thinking,
no, blood and guts match.
Yeah, blood, yeah, blood. Same thing. Blood and guts.
Blood and guts.
Blood and guts. Yeah, I think that's what they're going toward.
I
headed toward, but
I'm completely fine with that.
Yeah.
You kind of see, like, you're expecting Ruby to turn on Willow, right?
Yeah.
Because I was so. By the way, that match that they had on Rampage. Kudos. Like that,
don't you find the
hypocrisy?
Yeah,
I know.
My God, that drove me absolutely nuts.
I know, and like men will not just realize that women see way more blood in our lifetime than you guys, so we're just used to it. So that's, I don't know where the problem is. Like women, be just. I'll give you an example. An example, fresh from this morning when I open up the bar. You know, like, we have, like, these water dispensers, like, you know, that we pour water just so, like, we don't use the water that's from, like, the bottled water for our customers. So we have, like, a water cooler thingy. So the jug was empty, so I had to reload the another one. And it weighs, like, 20 kilograms. I don't know what pounds this is, but like it weighs 20 kilograms and I'm 60. Okay, it's nothing. Like I also work out and I can lift, you know,
about 45 pounds.
45 pounds, yeah. Okay. So did you just convert that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie and say if, like,
no. No, I just did the math.
No, I saw the math, so.
Oh, I hate math. There was one of the, I've told you something that he said to me, like, way back, because like I told him something incredibly logical and he didn't believe me. And when he found out to be true, and he was like, oh, I just didn't expect a woman to know that. And I was like, excuse me?
sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Why did you mute me? Jesus,
just,
are you
just
shocked?
Just for a second. No, just for a split second. You did. I don't think we missed you at all. So
I know. So today I was, he was like, could you, because like my boss taught him to drink our water as opposed to paying for water from the bar, which is fucking annoying. But like, since my boss taught him to do that, and I was like, let me just pour you what I just need to, you know, to change the tubes, to change the gallons because it's empty. And he was like, oh no, let me do it. And I was like, I can do it. Like, it's 20 kilograms. I can fucking do it. Like, it's nothing for me. I lift heavy. Like, I work out. And he was like, oh, please. And he went to do that. And I was like, that was so condescending. That was incredible, because he's a man, he needs to do it. And I'm like, thank you for the gesture, but I can do it myself. And he was like, women don't have to lift heavy. And I'm like, okay, fine. And then we saw that there were no, like, available jugs, you know, they were empty, and this is why there was no water. So this whole conversation stopped. Because, like, he's like a skeleton, okay? And just because he's a man, he feels the need to, you know, to spread his masculinity all over me, which is not exactly what I meant.
I'm surprised he didn't hit him with the rock bottom.
No, I have to give someone the Black Widow someday. This is my favorite move ever. I love AJ Lee forever. I wish he was back. Yeah. So next up, we had the TNT Championship.
Yep. TNT Championship.
I miss Miro.
Me too. Darby Allin versus Kushida. Really solid match. I mean, what else can you say?
Kushida's so good. Oh, yeah. My God. Please, guys, just go and watch Kushida versus Kyle O'Reilly for the Best of Super Juniors from New Japan. This is like one of my favorite matches to watch when I'm feeling down. Oh, my God. This is... When you watch Kushida and Kyle O'Reilly in this match, and you were like, they had him in a tag team called Jacket Time.
Yeah.
Jacket Time.
Yeah. Jacket Time.
I will never forget that last episode when I ranted about this for 10 minutes.
Yeah. You know, I think I lost that episode again, by the way.
Okay. So I think. Moving on. Yeah. Rampage preview.
I know. I just realized that too. I was like, I forgot to tell her that. I think I lost it again.
Like a couple of words. I'm so I'm glad that they are staying consistent with the whole Darby Allin thing, because at some point I was getting pretty annoyed because it's like they baby Darby Allin a lot, because like they put him in high spots in on the show, and like I was like, well, this is just me not being the biggest Darby Allin fan. It doesn't mean that it's not possible. Yeah. So kudos for them. Like me not being the biggest Darby fan doesn't mean that he's not good. He's so great, and in this match you can see just how great he was, because like most of Darby Allin's matches are like suicide attempts, you know. In this match he wrestled. And it goes back to MJF's match with him, and which was another wrestling match.
And the other thing I'll say is you could tell after that match ended with Kushida and Darby, you could tell that Kushida wanted to, like, I want another one. Like, you could just tell he was like, I want to just have another match.
He really said it, but because, like, Darby Allin is the cool goth kid, he said nothing back. Yeah. The bastard.
Yeah. SportsCenter, sends a super chat, says, Rob has a 10-kilogram drink. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. Yes, you do have that 20-liter thing? No, it's not 20. Are you kidding me?
64-ounce, or whatever that is.
Yeah, so. Okay, whatever that is.
AEW Rampage preview. We will hear from Eddie Kingston. We have Jade Cargill and Layla Gray in action. Brian Cage versus Willie Mack. Jungle Boy Jack Perry taking on Ethan Page.
Can't wait to see Willie Mack in AEW. Like, this is so...
Jungle Boy Jack Perry taking on Ethan Page. Action Andretti taking on Daniel Garcia.
Hopefully he won't talk.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, that's all it, is, and them two talking. Moving on. I went ahead and went... I know you told me you put it in the script, but I went ahead and just put it here. The Rock... We'll have this quick conversation. Dave Meltzer today in the Wrestling Observer said The Rock indicated that he won't be ready in time to get in shape for
a possible main event for WrestleMania. Yeah. So when I saw that, I'm sorry, but like when I saw that and I was like, I follow The Rock on social media. I see how The Rock is in the gym every single hour of every single day. Like, how do you expect me to believe that he's not in shape? And then I remember what it's in ring shape. That's a totally different thing. And I was like, do you mean to tell me that there isn't a single ring in that, like, home gym or whatever gym that he has? This is exactly what someone that is going to be in the main event of WrestleMania would say, just so he can throw you off track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like,
it's still possible.
the thing is, the report, it's...
Fightful has not confirmed this.
Yeah, Fightful, that too. And the other thing, too, is we don't know for sure yet. That's the thing. Until
it's just a report. It's not. Yeah. It's like
it's just a, like a report. We don't know. I know some people were freaking out about it today, and some people weren't. And
it's fine.
That's the thing. It's just it is what it is type phrase. That's the way I look at it. The one thing is Jimmy Van, who owned Fightful, along with Jeremy Lambert, made a good point. Like
co-owner,
made a good point about that. He's like, well, if The Rock's not ready, it's not like this date just came up on him. You know, it's been there for a while, so maybe
they've been building up towards that for like 2 years now. You cannot tell me that, but we're gonna talk
about. I'm kind of wondering, and this is speculation by all means. I'll just say this quick: I'm wondering if Vince is back, if this plays a role in it.
As we've talked previously, The Rock loves Vince, so which is kind of disappointing, by the way. Just FYI.
And I know some people said something about, well, WWE has new merchandise of The Rock. They have new merchandise of The Rock all the time, so that doesn't mean much to me at all.
Other news, someone please buy me the t-shirt. I love hoodies, and they look like, you know, like
hoodies with the blowfish.
Oh, you're 40, really?
Yeah, I am.
You really are 40.
Let her cry.
Jeez, that was mean. I'm sorry.
The dolphins make me cry.
Yes. Let's talk about something great that was Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill this past week. So good. Very, very enjoyable. I decided to start doing something that I didn't do last year, and I regret it. I'm starting a list of my favorite banger matches and pay-per-views that I like for the year. And I'm already in, like, a lot of matches, by the way, but, like, Hard to Kill is up there in my favorite pay-per-views, which is, oh, my God. Yeah. It's probably going to be a thing because Impact pay-per-views always deliver. It doesn't really matter if they're important or not. In ring, they always deliver. A lot of interesting things happen in Hard to Kill, a lot of great matches. Santino Marella is in charge. Like, do you remember? This is so funny. I died last night, like, watching Impact. This was so great. It's so stupid. I loved it. Like, it's remember we talked together that we were wondering who that person will be. I was expecting it to be Frankie Kazarian, by the way, but no, he said that he's now under contract with Impact Wrestling, and it kind of makes me wonder what happened in AEW. Like, he was pretty transparent there. No love lost, I guess, which is kind of sad because I loved SCU. Like, the first tag team in AEW history, like, that's out the window now. Santino Marella being back and being in charge is probably something I'll look forward to every week. It's goofy. It's wrestling. Come on. It's not serious.
And they had Ernest and Cat Miller on there. That was pretty good, too.
Yes. Like, what? The opening match between Josh Alexander and Bully Ray was just so incredible to watch. Like, Bully Ray has made me hate him so much, and he played that role so well because, like, you know that you have great heels in wrestling, like Roman Reigns and MJF and so on and so on. But, like, Bully Ray, like, you know, because, like, you're not a mark, you know, like, it's not, you're not falling for that. Like, you know that they're heels, but, like, you appreciate their work, right?
Yeah.
But, like, Bully Ray, I want to punch him in his stupid face. So he's just that good. And like the things he does, I hate it. And I love this match so much because Josh Alexander beat the crap out of him. Josh Alexander's wife kicked him in the nuts. And this was so great. Total mayhem. I loved it. But, of course, the thing I'm most happy about was the main event. I will always cry when women main event pay-per-views because it just shows you how long women's wrestling has gone. Mickie James swerved us. a lot because she actually won the Impact Knockouts Championship. She's now champion. And actually, I was watching, Stephen Jensen said something that he really had a point there. And we saw it in last night's match, like the intergender match that they had. He predicted that Mickie James would win the match because he thought that Jordynne Grace did everything that she could do in the knockouts division and that she was moving up into the men's picture, the men's title picture, like the X division and the Impact championship. And this is great because I will always, because I fucking love Jordynne Grace. It's no secret that she's my favorite women's wrestler right now. And right now, like for the past year, maybe, I will always praise her. And she's probably because like I still have a problem with intergender matches. Like I'm getting there. Seriously, I'm getting there. And she's one of the most believable women that can pull this off for me. Like it's, I know that intergender matches aren't for like everybody, and I'm learning how to enjoy them properly. And like I'm definitely not forcing myself to enjoy it because like if you don't enjoy some sort of wrestling, like you don't need to watch it. Like that's okay. I'm not saying that women can hang, but I believe that she can, and that's saying something. So I'll be perfectly happy if she moves up. And like she was never shy about talking that, speaking her mind that she kind of feels unappreciated. And I get what she's saying because like, remember how big Deonna Purrazzo was when she was Knockouts champion?
Yeah.
The people didn't talk as much for Jordynne Grace as much as they did for Deonna Purrazzo. I love Deonna Purrazzo. She's so great. Like probably my top five ever women's performers. But Jordynne Grace, I appreciate so much because like she's, as I mentioned before, she's just one of the huge inspirations in life that I have right now. And she's taught me so much, the journey she had. So I can get what she's where she's coming from, and her competing in the men's division will definitely put more eyes on her.
Yeah. As far as like the show goes, I pretty much agree with everything you said. So that's the easiest way to say it. And I think it's best to move on because I pretty much agree with everything you said. Those were my favorite matches. And it was great to see Frankie Kazarian. That surprised me. So yeah.
I will always be glad to see Frankie Kazarian. Like he's so underrated.
Yeah. So moving on to WWE, this coming Monday, they have their Raw 30th anniversary.
No. XXX, say it correctly. XXX. Yes.
Doc made a funny, he had a pretty funny tweet about when you like searching, Google searching for that.
Do that.
Yeah, be careful. Now, what's funny about that is that same day when he tweeted that, I went and looked for a GIF of what makes... you know what makes Magic Daddy's nipples hard? I went to go look for that. And my God, if you would have seen what came up for that. I'll just say this. I was pretty excited.
I want to.
Yeah, well, I was happy with the results. It wasn't what I was looking for, but I was pretty... I won either way. But yeah, it just made me... It was funny. Okay. Anyways, Big Raw coming up. We know that
I'm excited about this Raw, and I've been excited about WWE as a whole, like lately, and this is fucking weird. So we have the
yeah, I've been there too.
point hi, of view, Kyle.
That point of view, that's a new.
I know. We have the acknowledgement ceremony for Roman Reigns next week. And this is the one that raises the most questions here because, like, they can basically start a feud between The Rock and Roman Reigns on this episode, because when The Rock doesn't show up, when he doesn't shoot him a text, he doesn't send him a video, anything like whatsoever, because he wouldn't acknowledge him at all.
Yeah.
This is the best way. And if they don't do that, this match isn't happening. Like, I would, if they do nothing about it, they don't even hint it. This is the moment where they learn from AEW and Mercedes. If you do not have it in stone, do not hint it at all. Because, like, people basically, they haven't done actually anything to make us feel that The Rock is coming for Roman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is all us.
Yeah.
With AEW, it wasn't on us. Like, no. They hinted it a lot. If they do something here, then it will be on them if they don't deliver. Okay. Yeah. So, this is the moment where I just say just how, like, the whole bloodline situation and this storyline, man, it's just, I've been so in love with this. It's the moment you think that they lost it, they shove something back into your face, and it's just so great. It's got Sammy in there. Sammy, like, what, the performer of the year, okay? Like, give the man his flowers. Seriously. At this moment, you're wondering if he's the one who turns on the bloodline. I was so against that. Like, Sean said it all the time. Sammy should turn on the bloodline. And I was like, no. Like, you need to, like, the lovable baby face that you need to, you know, relate to. And, so, like, they're going to be some, you know, the bullies. And he's going to be knocked on the ground and stuff. And Kevin Owens comes to save him. Actually, what they can do now is make him the smart babyface. He can have a conversation with Kevin Owens, and then, like, they can team up and everything. It's, you never know. I have no idea what is going to happen, but I'm so fucking sure this is going to be so great. I have 100% faith in WWE that they're going to pull this so great. You have no idea. This is why, guys, this is for all of you who keep saying that we shit on WWE every time. I'm so in love with the storyline. Seriously, everything started with me bitching about them not mentioning Slayer at all in the storyline that has bloodline in it. Like, come on, I kill you in your dreams tonight. Begin new life.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sorry for getting monetized for that, but it's
That went bye-bye a long time ago.
What did I say? I think shoved it into my face, to your face. Is this the one? Because I kind of paused in my mind. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's soup easier.
I'm not the only one that's gone there.
I know, you men. Yeah. So. The next thing that they had is, I really didn't like the fact that they announced that Cody Rhodes is going to be in the Rumble. And everyone was like, well, you know that he was going to be there anyway. And I was like, we knew that CM Punk was going to be on Rampage as well, but they didn't announce it. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? Like, New Japan didn't announce that Mercedes is going to be there. Everyone knew about it.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, what? And, okay, listen up. Now, if they're so fucking turning into my old self, if WWE are so fucking stupid and actually make Cody Rhodes be number 30, I will be so fucking pissed. Because what you can do now is make Cody Rhodes be the number one. You can make him be number one and make him do the work, asshole. Like, do the work and actually, like, make, because people have been so behind Seth Rollins right now, and he's so big, and everyone wants Sammy to win the Rumble now, that you can make people root for Cody Rhodes. Everyone loves Cody, but, like, they want to see Sammy, they want to see Seth. because they were there this entire time. I feel bad for Cody because like this unfortunate injury like put him back. I'm really sad about that. Like it's not his fault, but like seriously, if they give him the number 30 spot, why announce that he's going to be in the Rumble? This is stupid. Seriously, I will hate that. So this will be them shooting themselves in the foot, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm going to skip the... Well, what do you think of Bianca real quick? Bianca, Alexa Bliss, and Uncle
I have
Howdy.
No idea what's happening with Uncle Howdy.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts.
It's driving me crazy because do you remember just how happy we were? I cried when Bray Wyatt returned. Yeah, I cried. This was so great. This is like instant chills, instantly. This was so emotional. And I know that people were emotional about that. Shout out to Corey, by the way, because like he so fucking loves Bray Wyatt. And I have no idea what's happening because they're like they're dragging their feet a lot.
Yeah.
Like he came back like 3 months ago, or is it 3 months now?
October, right?
And he's still like he wrestled for the first time in a house show. Yeah. What are you doing?
It's nuts. I don't even.
I'm ready for this to be like. I know that there are certain like MJF doesn't wrestle at all, but like that's his thing. So I'm ready to wait just a little bit, but like it makes no sense, and I'm kind of feeling impatient.
Yeah, the Hurt Business looks like they're probably going to be coming back. Thank goodness, I'm excited about that.
It's going to be with Omos, which is weird.
Yeah,
because Omos kind of helped Bobby Lashley win.
Yeah. I like it.
The number one contenders match. I'm happy that Bobby won.
I think what I like about it most is it's going to give Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander on my TV more.
TV time. Like, this is what we've been bitching about on this show. Like, give me those two guys on television, please. Like, they lost again in their match on Raw. But, you can always count on MVP. Yeah.
Then you had last week on SmackDown, you had, or was it Raw? I think it was Raw.
SmackDown. Okay. Kevin Owens against Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
And this is one of the reasons why we all think that Sami Zayn is going to turn on the Bloodline. Because like you saw his expression when he... Is everything okay?
I think, the people that do the house association, I think they're like shoveling or... doing something with the ice outside. I'm like,
okay. So as I was saying, you kind of saw like the confusion in Sami Zayn's face when the Usos interfered in his match and he was like, I got it. Like it's as if they don't trust him that he can get the job done, which is, you know, it's so good storytelling. I'm so sorry. This is so great. Like his facial expressions. Okay, like in everything, like they got a shot of the camera, by the way, and I fucking laughed my ass off. He was like doing the ones thing in the air, and like, he was confused, and he just kicked Kevin Owens on the table. It was so funny. I love like those little things that Sami Zayn does.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is so great.
I love it. I love that. That's the thing that I love. Just the little things too. Like even like a couple of weeks ago when Kevin Owens threw the shoe at one of the Usos.
Seriously, who throws a shoe?
Took Austin Rome's shoe and like Austin Rome like was like, what the hell just happened? I love that. Yeah. Just little things like that just make me happy. I noticed this next note has Tegan Nox, Maggie rant. So
yes, Maggie's gonna rant about Tegan Nox.
Live it up.
I'm kind of disappointed in the way that Tegan Nox's return has been handled, and I can understand why. By the way, I kind of feel like when I know that Triple H just wanted a lot of people that Vince fired to be back, because it's as if Triple H thought that he owed them something. You know, and that he didn't, and he felt so miserable when all of these people were let go, like people from NXT that were just called up. And her return hasn't been handled that well. And I hated the fact that she returned to the main roster. What I really wanted was for her to return to NXT, because I talked to you about this on the show, and I said that one of the biggest reasons for me that NXT call-ups haven't been that good was the fact that they didn't actually reach the top in NXT, so why call them up? You know, like what you did like previously when you had Finn with KO and Sammy and Shinsuke Nakamura, like they all had held the big one. They had matches that main evented pay-per-views, and then you call them up because there's nothing more that they can do there, and then you can call them up. And like Tegan Nox never had that. Like she wasn't in a title picture. Like I was hoping that she could have gone back to NXT, and I was really hoping that she was actually the one to dethrone Mandy Rose for that championship and actually have a run there and like elevate so much of the young talent that, and then like get called up on the main roster without Shotzi, like, you know, and like not jobbing to random people every week. I really hated that because, like, you know how much I love Tegan Nox. I wanted her back really, really bad. It's just, yeah, it's been really underwhelming for me. It's not being like the way when she came back, her and Mia Yim, like zero reaction. Like I would have lost my mind if I was there. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, like Mia Yim is in a better place right now because they, from the get go, like they put her in the OC, and this is tremendous faith on their part. So yeah. Tegan Nox not being in a good position right now, it's kind of bumming me out because I know what she can do.
Yeah, for sure. And I was very excited when she came back. So it's kind of irritating seeing what they're not doing with her.
Speaking about NXT, by the way, Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stacks Lorenzo, in the segment that they had with the two dimes and the bridge, if this wasn't happening in the same night that they announced the tragic passing of Jay Briscoe, I would have fucking lost my mind on this segment because it was so ridiculously funny. Seriously, it was like, and they tossed two dimes in the river because, like, the dude that they got rid of, who's in AEW now, was called Two Dimes.
Yeah.
This was so great. Oh my god, this was so great. And then the acting. Oh, like it was so stupid because it was so good. It's like, oh, they have literal gold with Tony D'Angelo. I hope they realize that. Seriously.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking forward to NXT and every week because of Tony D'Angelo and like for other reasons, but Tony, come on. Seriously, like Alex Pawlowski said it best. This kid put himself over in, you know, in school because he could have because he was doing a great impression of the Godfather, and then he used that to his advantage, and now he's making a living in NXT working for WWE with that same accent and acting and whatever. So great, by the way, amazing in the ring. Like, you cannot have so much charisma and be that good of an actor and be so great in the ring. Seriously. See me putting WWE over this week? That's great. Sol Ruka, another one. Like, Sol Ruka against Alba Fire was a match that I enjoyed for the most part of it. The ending was weird because Alba Fire, is she going to the creepy world with Isla Dawn? With NXT Rowena?
I don't know. I don't really know. I'm curious because it's intriguing.
Yes, I'm curious also because we all want to see Alba Fire on the main roster with Becky. This is what I want to see. Like, Imagine that tag team. This will be so great. Sol Ruka is so quickly turning into one of my favorite women to watch in the ring. Like, her, she's like, she has a lot of like flawless transitions with her competitors. Really, really good, and she's like improving in front of our eyes. I cannot wait to see what she does next. We had Gallus and Tyler Bate back this week. I would have preferred if they had Tyler Bate, like, you know, not take a couple of bumps to a fucking jobber who I don't want to see on my show ever. He's annoying, okay? Like, he's annoying. I know that his character, that this is his whole character. He's supposed to be annoying. But, like, it's Tyler Bate. He said that he was going to be back permanently. Let's see how that goes. I'm still kind of, like, hurt that he didn't win that match against Bron Breakker because, again, Bron Breakker is amazing. He's due for a call-up probably at the Rumble. But the fact that Tyler Bate had to take a loss in order to put over Bron Breakker would never stop hurting because Tyler Bate should win everything and everyone is lesser than Tyler Bate.
Yeah, I was
in WWE. In WWE.
Yeah, and I'm definitely glad to see him back, obviously.
Yes, everything is better because, like, you can't look at Tyler Bate in the ring. And I'm not even talking about his looks and his physique and everything. And you cannot look at what he's doing in the ring and not yell out loud that he deserves a title. And this is the man that you need to push. You, like, put that entire promotion on his back. Like, he can take it. Look at his thighs.
Yeah. Yeah. and then Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, it looks like they are probably splitting up here.
Do you know why? Because they're women and women don't like each other, Rob.
Oh,
and
Valley
you
girl.
Cannot possibly like I don't ever want to share the spotlight with anyone other than my doggy, which is in my purse. Like, you they're doing the same thing again when they make us believe that two women cannot be friends with one another for more than 5 minutes.
Oh yeah,
like, put them on the main roster and pair them with Sonya Deville. This is what Mandy Rose would have wanted, seriously, and this is the right thing to do. Sonya is not doing anything, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, she's starting a fucking feud with Charlotte probably because she attacked her backstage. Because I'm gonna have a match either way if you don't give it to me. Like, you just... This is the thing I prefer. And also, the TikTok tag team, as Alex Pulowski likes to call them, they said that they were the longest reigning NXT women's tag team. Do you realize what that means? Like, they are the longest reigning NXT women. Like, just think about it for a second.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Like, they have zero women tag teams, and they're going to split them up. Seriously, yeah. Either combine the titles, you know, the main roster ones and the NXT ones, or, I don't know, just... like, erase them from the earth.
Who the hell has them on the main roster right now?
It's Damage Control.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I forgot for a second. I was like, I completely spaced it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's, I am not excited about a match. Like, because when you have two different tag teams, you know, and they're both champions. You kind of want to see a match between them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not excited about a match between Damage Control and the TikTok tag team. I'm sorry. This is so much better. TikTok tag team. I'm not excited about that because, like, it's... and I'm not... This is not me crapping on either team. It's just... They don't mean anything, the titles. They mean nothing. Just combine them. I know, like, it's that... I don't know. Just please don't split up Toxic Attraction because this is basically... This will scream that it's out of spite. Seriously. Because Mandy Rose did something that they didn't agree with and now they're demolishing what she created. This is what it looks like right now.
Yep.
I'm done, by the way.
No, I agree. No, I completely agree with you on that. Tonight's SmackDown preview. Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns have a contract signing for their Royal Rumble match. So, you know, that's going to lead to something good. WWE SmackDown tag title top contender tournament first round match. Banger Brothers. I'm a big fan of their production company. But anyways, versus the Viking Raiders.
I wish they weren't called Viking Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that. I sure hope that they pay a tribute to Jay Briscoe.
Yeah, same here.
In the match.
Yep. So, yeah, that is... So that's the Raw preview, or SmackDown preview. But and then
those two things.
Yeah, then next week we'll do our Royal Rumble prediction show, and that'll be fun. I'm excited for that. That's one of I think Royal Rumble is both our favorite probably pay-per-views.
Oh, yes. For WWE. You cannot be a wrestling fan and not love the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah. It's... Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
Shout out to Corey, who was in last year's Royal Rumble, by the way. He was right under the flaming... the flaming sign. I'm so glad you're okay, Corey.
All right. Well, I know we need to kind of have some laughs today. Hopefully we can do that. So here we go.
You know, we don't have a Cooper Effect graphic anymore because we cannot display that. So you can work on this graphic and, you know, update me because I don't have that hair anymore.
Yeah, I will. I will do that. But Maggie, are you ready for some dad jokes?
I hope I am.
All right. My son couldn't sleep, so I told him, there are cows sleeping in the field outside. He said, what's that got to do with anything? Because it's past your bedtime.
Okay.
Where do rainbows go when they're bad? Prism. It's a light sentence. I recently bought a new toilet brush. Long story short, I'm going back to paper. Yeah. I sat next to a baby for a 10-hour flight. I didn't think it was possible for someone to scream for 10 hours straight. Even the baby, I was impressed. I pulled it off.
This is me on an airplane, by the way. I've never been on an airplane.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I would be doing too well on a 10-hour flight anyway. So, but Maggie, let me see if we got any last minute super chats here. Nope, we're all good there. Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on the Twitter at Maggie_IK. Where'd that come from? And on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you everyone who joined us today. Thank you for the super chats that you sent us. They will all go towards Joe Briscoe's family. And so thank you so much for joining us.
And guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, you
do the accent.
Me, What accent?
My accent on the Twitter.
On the Twitter, you can find me
at You're Rob, better. I guess,
or on the Instagram at Fight for Rob. I don't know. Fight for Rob on Instagram. We got one last super chat here from our good friend Kyle. Love you both. Love you, man. Kyle. Thank you again. And guys, we will talk to you later. We appreciate everything, and we will talk to you soon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.